I know from my own personal experience and just hanging around with my sisters who are lovers of Jesus too, that there are many of us out here that do not believe that we are capable of achieving great things. We do not believe that we have the skills and the ability to make great things happen for ourselves and in our lives. Well, I'm here to tell you that I believe that about myself as well, but it's not true. We are capable of doing all things through Christ who gives us strength. We are capable of success. And I want you to know that God does want you to be successful. He has not created you to live a mediocre life and just an average life. No, he wants you to live at your highest possible potential. Do you, as a parent, ever pray the prayer that your child just has a mediocre experience? That your child just has a below average family? That your child has below average success? They have a mediocre success in, life? No, that's not what you're praying. And the scripture tells us that God is even a better parent than we are. So if we as good parents can pray good things for our children and want the best for our children, what do you think God wants for us? He's a better parent than we could ever be. Let's get into that place where we learn how to set goals and we learn how to achieve them. It is possible, ladies, I promise you. There are 12 really strong skills that you already have that you can develop that will ensure that you can reach any goal that you have set your heart to do. Let's talk about it today.
Are you tired of feeling like you never measure up? Are you tired of setting goals but giving up on yourself before you ever cross the finish line? Are you ready to live a life that you actually enjoy? Oh, girl, you're in the right place. Are you ready to experience confidence like you never have before? You are in the right place. God made you powerful and capable. And if you struggle to see yourself that way, I believe it's because your self-image has become distorted. My name is Tina Feemster. I'm a trained and certified Christian self-image coach, and God has placed a call on my heart to reach Christian women who struggle with how they see themselves. When you learn the truth about who you are in Him and who He is in you, your whole life will be renewed and improved in a way that only God can orchestrate. I'm going to help you discover the incredible way that God put you together. Settle in, sis, and get cozy. We're going to talk about it.
I know there can be a lot of frustration around goal setting, and it particularly happens when we set a goal and then we start working toward the goal and then we find ourselves quitting because we get overwhelmed or we hit a struggle point, whatever it might be. We end up quitting, and it's just like we confirm all the horrible things we thought about ourselves, like we're a loser and we can't achieve anything and we're never going to lose the weight and we're never going to do this and we're never going to do that. And it's because we're, you know, we are less than other people. We're just not as good as other people, whatever it is. I mean, I've been down this road many, many times and said all of those awful things to myself and believed everything that I said to myself until the truth came and set me free. So I know that goal setting can be a little bit frustrating for people, but I believe that the biggest reason why goal setting is frustrating is because we get in over our heads. We don't know exactly how to properly set a goal, and then we don't call on those skills. We don't dig deep into those skills that we have that help us to stay on track and keep us in action and moving toward our goals. So I really want to take some time here in the next few episodes to just really highlight the skills that are necessary, that I've recognized are necessary for myself to achieve and also for my clients as Christian women to achieve. Okay, so we've already talked about self-awareness and God awareness, and those are really, really important skills to have. You need to be constantly managing your own mind, stay self-aware for triggers and the things that encourage you and the things that trip you up and all of that. You need to stay aware of where your mind is at and make for sure that you are operating in truth. And then also to be God aware, to know where God is in the circumstance. He's promised to help us. He's promised to give us strength. He has called us to be courageous. And the scripture says that he is with us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. It also says that if he is for us, who can be against us? There's all kinds of things that God has made, these promises that he's made to us that we can tap into. And when you know you're not doing it alone, when you know that you are pursuing this goal with God, that he is there with you as your helper, it just makes the mindset part of this journey so much easier because you stay in the light. And that's where you need to be, is in the light when you're on the journey to achieve a difficult goal. All right, so today I want to add to the self-awareness and God awareness skills by bringing up the skill of clarity, the ability to see clearly what it is that you're wanting to achieve. But clarity has to happen throughout the entire process, like to clearly see yourself, to clearly see God, to clearly know what you're targeting, to clearly know how you're, the steps that you're supposed to take to that you need to take to achieve that particular goal, to clearly know when you're supposed to take those steps. So clarity is huge. Clarity removes the fog. If you've ever been in a car on a night when it's super, super foggy and dangerous to drive, you know how badly you just want to get out. You just want to get home and get off of the road, right? Because it's just not comfortable. When we don't have clarity for achieving our goal, it's that same uncomfortable feeling. No wonder we quit. No wonder we just give up. It's because it's uncomfortable. But the more clarity you have, the more light that's shining in this process, the easier it will be, all right? And the more you will stay out of the overwhelm. I had an interesting conversation with one of my clients the other day about clarity and how important it is to know what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. So I mentioned to her, it's kind of like, you know, telling your 12-year-old kid or 10-year-old boy, whatever, to go and clean his room, and his room is an absolutely crazy mess, and you send him to his room to clean it, and you go in there 45 minutes later and he's sitting in the floor twiddling his thumbs and he hasn't done anything. Well, the reason why is because the overwhelmed brain does nothing. And when you are overwhelmed, you will also sit in the floor and twiddle your thumbs and not do anything. The more you can keep your brain from being overwhelmed, the better off you will be, all right? The easier the experience, the more likely it is that you will stay on track. So if you took that same boy and you had, say, a multitude of index cards, and on each index card, it had a task that he had to do in order for his room to be clean, and you have him choose one of those tasks, imagine what it would be like for him to pull the card that says, make your bed. Well, you say, go make your bed, and when you're finished, come and get me, and I'll look at it, and then we can move on to the next task. Well, when he walks in the room, he's not seeing the whole room. All he's seeing is the bed that needs to be made. So you brought clarity to him, you simplified it, you kept him from being overwhelmed. He's gonna go in, he's gonna make the bed, feel good about the fact that he accomplished that task. He's gonna come back to you, show you what he did, and he's ready for the next step. That's the process that we need to take ourselves through when we're trying to achieve a goal. We need clarity at every part of the journey. So just bringing you into my own big goal for 2024. I'm just going to kind of put this out there. I am focused on 2024 being the year that I finally reach my goal of losing a certain number of pounds. I have 30 more to lose. I've already lost about 20. But I want to kind of show you how I am bringing clarity into my journey, my health journey, and that will help you maybe with your own goal, even if it's not a health goal. So whatever it is that you are trying to do, you need to have clarity. Okay, so here, let's go. Let's just move right on into this. The first thing is know exactly what it is you're trying to accomplish. You need to know what your target is. So if you were to be launching darts at a dartboard and it's in the dark and you just keep launching one dart after another dart after another dart completely in the dark, you might hit the dartboard on occasion and you may even hit a bullseye once in a blue moon, but chances are you'd be a whole lot better off if you just flipped the light on, gathered all of the supplies that you needed and stood there and kept practicing until you got really, really good at what it was you were trying to do, right? Like you're trying to hit the target, so you just keep practicing and you get better and better every single time. Well, with goal setting, you need to know exactly what it is you're targeting. You need the light to be on. Saying I want to feel better was not enough. I do want to feel better, but that's not enough clarity for me in this journey. I need to know what has to change for me to feel better. Well, getting this weight off is one thing, and getting off of blood pressure medication is another, and getting off of cholesterol meds, that's another. So there are things that I specifically have to do. I have to change in order to feel better. Clarity is knowing exactly what it is that you're targeting. So define your goal, make it very specific. And then you also need to know how you're going to measure it. Like, how do you know if you're actually on target? Well, I used to get on the scale every morning. Now I try to do it once a week on Fridays, but it's a measurement, right? It's a measurement. I get on the scale on Fridays and I can tell if the actions that I took through the week helped get me closer to the goal or kept me in the same place or moved me further away from the goal. And then I can make adjustments to that. Knowing what your goal is and then knowing specifically how you're going to measure your progress is important. And then knowing that that particular goal is something that is meaningful to you. It is clear in your mind why you are doing it. I'm doing it because I want to be able to continue this process of coaching other women. I want to live a long life. I want to be there for my family. That is very, very relevant to me. It's important to me. My why is really strong. And it also needs to be time bound. So you need to be clear about what it is you're trying to accomplish. You need to be very clear about how you're going to measure your progress to make sure you're staying on track. And you need to be very clear about why you are doing it. And then also, when do you know if you've crossed the finish line or not? Like, what is your time frame for making this happen? Well, mine's Christmas Day. So by Christmas, I want to have lost this last 30 pounds. And all of this is just brings clarity to me. The mistakes that I made in the past were that I would say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to eat low carb, which I will tell you, low carb works best for me. I feel better on low carb. When I'm off the sugar and all the junk and all the processed stuff, I just feel so much better. And it does help me lose the weight. So in the past, I would just say, oh, I'm going to go low carb. And then I would get up the next day and be like, oh, I'm going to go low carb. And I would go in and I would, you know, survey what's in the pantry and survey what's in the freezer and what's in the fridge. And guys, it was hard to come up with something that was low carb that I wanted to eat. I've really worked hard on getting a list of food, menu items that I can tap into for my low-carb journey. It's taking the guesswork out. It's bringing more clarity. And then also like drinking the water. I try to drink half of my body weight in water every single day. Well, I start off the night before by putting a bottle of water, 20 ounces of water in my shower. And I go in and get my shower in the morning, and my goal is to drink all of that water before I ever get out of the shower. That way I know I'm 20 ounces ahead already. And then I'm doing my walking, and I'll walk two laps around our property in the morning, two laps in the afternoon, two laps in the evening to get my 10,000 steps in every single day. And I've bought a little watch that I wear that counts the steps that I take. So I make sure that I hit my 10,000 steps. I am measuring, and I'm very clear about how I'm going to get to my goal. When you are setting your goals, if you've had struggles in the past, not with setting the goal, but with achieving the goal, it's very possible that the clarity was not there. All right, if you need help getting clear on setting your goals and you want to work with me as a coach, personal coach for you, just let me know. Just reach out to the email that is there in the show notes, or send me a message on Facebook, and I'd be glad to talk with you and see what that would look like. But you guys, we can achieve amazing lives. We can be that life that is living out its potential. We don't have to settle for just being a leaf on the water and going wherever life takes us. We do not have to live that way. We can live a life with intentional direction and achievement. And I believe that's what God has for us. So I love y'all. I'll check in with you next episode.
If you've enjoyed our time together today, please don't keep it to yourself. Spread the love and share the episode with a friend who could use a boost of inspiration, some revelation. That would be awesome. Also, request to join our free Facebook community. It's called Renewed and Radiant. You'll find the link in our show notes for this episode. We would love to have you join us. And one more thing. If you have found value in our conversation today, would you please take a moment and leave a review? Scroll all the way down on your device and click write a review. It's a little bitty spot way at the bottom. If you could leave a review, that would help me reach more ladies who need to join our community of faith-driven self-image warriors. Until next time, my friends, stay blessed, stay radiant, and always remember that your self-image is a masterpiece being revealed. I'll catch you in the next episode.